Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, we got some big storms coming in here. Hopefully I can get through the show. But other than that, the weather over the last couple of days has been spectacular. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yes.
Yeah, pretty
How about yourself?
Out here. We had a pretty big storm out here the other day that took out our power for a little while. So luckily it didn't hurt anything around here. That was a good thing. I just had to run out. And the chickens were at 70 degrees, and I had to turn the generator on to give them power to warm them back up because they were all huddling together. So that was about it.
Oh, boy. Oh, little
cuties. Drama.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What I can tell you is that because we've had these eclipses all so close together, a lot of people are confused about how to address the situation. But I'm going to encourage the people that are listening tonight to engage your intuition. Because not everything you read on the internet, some people put a negative pull on it, some a positive pull on it, and Jacqueline and I were talking before we got on the show tonight, and we were talking about the balance, okay? And that not every challenge in the heavens is something you need to address, but there might be somebody close to you that's facing that.
Did we lose you? Aphrodite? Can you hear me now? Well, if we're still on, for whoever's listening, or if you can hear me, what she's talking about is it is a balance. It's a balance of moderation here. Mars just is entering Aries as we speak. And so it's really about finding that ram or that ram. Is this really what you desire, or is this really what you need to relax and contemplate? What is that balance between the two? Because it's not a time where it's going to be easy for anybody to go through the challenges that are going through, but it is going to be enlightening. And so she's talking about going with deep within yourself into that emotion, into that feeling of what is right for you personally, and balancing it out. Finding something positive in the circumstances that you can do, or if you can't do anything positive, don't do anything at all. Wait it out, because time here is still to our benefit. Jupiter is still retrograde, and it is conjunct Pluto, so we're in that transformation and change. And so it's all about, for our own greater benefit, to rebalance the circumstances. Take a longer look at where reacting impulsively is most important. Because Chiron's going to come over here and it's going to tell you, look, there's some things changing. How do you want them to change? But it's all about the long-term effect of balancing the situation out. We have a beautiful Libra moon right now, and it's one of the wonderful things about a Libra moon is that your emotions can balance them out. They can find that peace. And so right now is a good time to have that relaxation and peace, and I'm sure you've seen that, and it's going to be on tomorrow as well. So find your center, find your balance emotionally, and you'll find that things will work a lot better for you. So I don't know what else to say about that. I don't know if you can hear me, and I haven't heard after that. We have a full moon coming up, and I'll talk about the full moon coming up for anybody that's listening. It's July 5th, which is Sunday morning on the East Coast. It's at 12:44 a.m. So what it really is all about is honor, duty, response. What is your personal responsibility? Because there are things that we must act upon that are our personal responsibilities, especially narrowing it down. Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. It's the simplest of things. So it's seeing those simple actions that can make a difference, okay? It's not about running in quickly and moving because, again, this full moon is in opposition of the sun, which the sun is in Cancer. And so it's all about personal responsibility and rebalancing that personal responsibility. The Capricorn moon is somewhat cold, and it gives us a more analytical look of how to fix things. So it's all about what really is going to make a change, okay? If it's not really going to make a change, don't do it. Wait it out, because it always rises. In a Mars and Aries, nothing is hidden. It's going to rise itself out. Somebody's going to take the action and show the way. And you'll know when it's right to act upon it. So wait. Be the lamb more. Analyze it more during this period of time. Mercury is still retrograde until the 11th. So there is no action to be taken at this point in time. I have to tell you that. Okay? It's all about observation and looking. It's all about exploring and seeing the options that are available, because Venus went direct in Gemini. So there's a lot more conversation. There's a lot more going on. And things are going to be revealed, because those impulses, and when you act on that impulse of that Mars and Aries, mistakes are made. It's slow and steady wins the race during this period of time. And it's staying within your personal morals, ethics, and values. It's finding a way to see the whole truth and not just see one side or the other. It's a time to balance the situation out. That's what this is all about, and it's going to be here for a little while after July 11th. It's going to be pretty good. Communications can start going on the way they need to, and you can really start to take